This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello. How are you doing? Welcome back to my channel. So we're going to dive right into this. But first, may I ask you to subscribe if you haven't. Just click the button. Okay. Will you give birth to a rapist child? Should the girl be forced to keep a pregnancy that resulted from a sexual violation? Should the victim of incest give birth to her own sibling? These are questions that I'd like you to think about and I'd like you to answer. The issue of abortion is a very sensitive one, both for the person going through the procedure, having to come to that decision, because I know it's not an easy decision, and for those who have been trying to conceive, who cannot imagine anyone having an abortion. The decision to have an abortion is not an easy one. Sometimes it's even seen as selfish. Why? Because it's based on how the woman's life will be lived or change if she has a baby or if she stays single. You know, women think about this thing. So whose right is it to make that decision? There are lots of reasons for having an abortion, and all of them can be placed under unintended or unwanted pregnancy, but that I think is kind of vague. So maybe the girl or the woman is too young, too old, career focused, and no time for babies now. Maybe it's a financial problem, or the stigma of being an unmarried mother, because believe it or not, in some societies it's still frowned upon to be, you know, to have a child without a husband. What if it's rape, pregnancy through violence, sexual abuse of a mentally challenged woman? Whatever the reason, and it's not one that comes easily, remember that. So whatever reason it is why that decision is being made, whose right is it to have an abortion? Whose right is it to make that decision? It is said that the percentage of women who seek abortion due to rape or incest is low compared to the total number of those seeking abortion, and it shouldn't be a major talking point. Really? As in really? Whose decision is that to make? When? What should be a major talking point? Should the government make a decision? Should the rapist make the decision? Should it be the family or the victim? When I was growing up, I knew a girl who had an older mom, the father had taken off. Everyone knew, I mean, you could see when you just look at this girl, she was mentally and physically challenged. She walked in a funny way. I could tell when you were talking to her. She was even older than me, but her thinking faculty was quite young. It was even younger than mine. Anyway, one day it became obvious she was pregnant. She couldn't name the man, and no one ever came forward to say they got her pregnant. For all we know, might have been more than one man. Anyway, she did have the baby, though I don't know what happened to them. We moved out of the area. But should she have had that baby? The mother was already old. She was mentally challenged. Should she have had that baby? There's a case also that I know of. A girl gets pregnant through incest and the family forces her to have the baby. While keeping the dirty secret, you know, the family must be protected at all costs. So they keep the dirty secret of someone in the family having raped this girl. She wants nothing to do with the pregnancy, with the child, but those who forced her to have the child, they're not looking, the baby's born, nobody's looking after the baby. Now it's her job to look after the baby. She sees this guy who attacks her regularly. What kind of life do you think that child will have? What kind of kind of adult is that child going to grow up to be? Whose decision should it have been to keep the pregnancy or otherwise? Should the girl, and she was underage, I remember thinking this attacker, this family member, should have been reported for statutory rape, but nothing was done. It was more important to keep the family name than for this girl. So in a way, she was raped more than once, you know, by her family, by those around her, and this guy that she sees all the time. In 2019, a woman who had been in a coma for over 10 years got pregnant and gave birth to a baby in Arizona. While she was in a home that was being looked after, you know, by nurses and doctors. The rapist was eventually found to be a nurse that was one of the men with male nurses that was looking after her. Now, this is not the first time or the first place this is going to happen. It also happened in Spain like 2 years before. That one, the woman was in coma for 5 years and then she got pregnant. But that one, they actually admitted noticing about 4 months that this woman was pregnant. The woman in Arizona, the home said no, they didn't know she was pregnant. How could you not know? This woman couldn't do anything for herself. She was in a coma. Somebody was cleaning her, feeding her, and they didn't realize she was growing bigger. She carried the baby to full term. I know of married couples who have had to make this hard decision to terminate a pregnancy. Was it easy for them? I don't think so. Will they ever be able to overcome the guilt and the trauma of that decision? I don't think so. And ultimately, in that situation, whose decision would have carried the vote? I mean, the man can say whatever it is, but who is carrying the baby? Whose decision would it have been? If a woman is informed that the child she's carrying will be born vegetative, not having any quality of life, shall she go ahead and carry the baby to full term? Again, whose decision should this be? This talking about rape came about to me because it's a hot issue in America right now, where the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on whether to overturn Wade versus Roe, which is a 49-year-old ruling now, court ruling now, that allowed women to make a decision on having abortions. Now, states are gearing up to ban it totally in some places. The thing is, no matter what they do, it might be banned in one state and allowed in another state, but even in the states that they are banned, it will still go on. And what I'm seeing is, young girls are going to be dying, women are going to be dying, because now they'll go to the back streets, which had been all but abandoned before. Doctors, I'm sure some doctors will still continue to do this because this is going to save lives. But they are going to ban it. And I wonder, or they're gearing up for the Supreme Court to overturn this ruling. And I wonder if this was something that happened to men, if men were the one getting pregnant, if men were getting pregnant as a result of rape, if men were getting pregnant after having more than enough mouths in the house to feed, that there's no money, they have to take care of the ones in the house, will this even be going to court? Will it even be a law? Will it not just be an accepted thing that was being done? But men make the rules, men make the rules. I wonder, why should anyone have a right to make a decision over a woman's body? Unless a person has been declared medically incompetent to look after themselves. You know, we teach children that their bodies belong to them and there should be no bad touch, and you must report if somebody touches in this place or that place. You know, no violation. We're teaching them you shouldn't allow people to violate you. And yet, at what age, from the way everything is going, at what age do women give the right to over their body to somebody else? I really would like to know that. Did we at some point say, now the government or whoever it is have a right to tell me what to do with my body? This is a very hot topic for me. And the more I read about it, the more I find out about certain things, I'm so bothered. I'm so full of emotions that I don't want to say on air now. The arrogance, the audacity of some men is actually beyond belief. Because how else would you describe a rapist? This is a rapist. You've raped, this person has raped a woman. Going to court to ask to be allowed contact with his child. The child that was born from the crime. To make things worse, unless this rapist had been convicted of the crime, he is said to have human rights to his child. The court recognizes him to have human rights to the child. So you rape a person, you violate this person, and they have a child through this violation, and then you go back to ask that you want to see this child, you still think this person will want to see you? I don't understand how some men think. Recently, as recent as last year, 2 years ago, a woman who was born of rape was actually able to get her biological father convicted through her DNA. The rapist was known to the family. Her mother was 13, the guy was 28 when it happened. She had been his babysitter, and he raped her while she was babysitting his children. So although she reported to the police, the man was in charge till last year when this woman, who is an adult now, when she actually pursued this. In fact, it came out that when the police was asking him to give an account, he said this, the rapist said this. The police laughed when he told them what he had done. They were all laughing about it and they dismissed it. The pain the victim's child feels, I cannot imagine it. And to know that she came about through rape cannot be imagined. And she is now seeking, she's seeking that the children that were born of rape should be seen as victims as well. Now, should her mother, who was 13 at the time of this crime, should she have been given a choice? Should she have been given a choice to keep the pregnancy or not? The way the ban they're proposing in America is going, and in some states, even the drug, which is the morning after drug, will not be allowed to be given. So if a girl is date raped, for example, or raped and somehow, I mean, rape is never planned by the girl, by the victim. So if she's raped, she cannot go to the hospital the next day, to the pharmacy, to, I don't know, to a rape center to get this drug, which will make sure, please let's get this right, which will make sure that the sperm does not fertilize the egg. It has not become a child yet. The sperm will not fertilize the egg. But she won't have, she may not have this choice again. So I'm going to ask again, whose right is it to make a decision on abortion? Who has the right to the woman's body? It's been Coffee with Timmy. Bye for now.